pacing inside the doorway. Use it on me in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
How long would you continue to work for an employer who would no longer support those employees that are doing their job? Let's say you work for a small company, 50 employees, and you've been there for a while. 10, 12 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 18 years, and you saw that that employer was beginning to discriminate against almost all the employees, preventing them from doing their job. How long would you continue to work for that employer? How long could the morale stay up within that company? How long before that company imploded, or that division within a company imploded? I can only well imagine how the Border Patrol agents all across this country must feel today when 225,000 signatures were turned over to the President of the United States yesterday, demanding the release of two Border Patrol agents who were only doing the job that George Bush won't do, protecting our borders, trying to prevent illegals and criminals and possible terrorists from coming in. But George Bush and his hired hand, Alberto Gonzalez, and the activist courts have basically said, screw you, America. We're open for business. And the front door's open and the back door's open. And any GD buddy who wants to come in this country can come in here for any reason whatsoever. And that is the America you are living in today. Ramos and Compion turn themselves in to federal marshals today to begin their sentence of 11 and 12 years. And they're liable to be in jail with people that they sent to jail. So how long do you think their lives are good for? I'm angry tonight, and you should be. And if you're not, then I don't know what you're doing. Welcome to the flip side. Stay with us. I'll see you on the other side of this commercial break.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You've done for me. Your blood has set me free. Jesus, my Lord, look what you've done for me. I haven't been the same ever since that day I called your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, look what you've done for me. What can I do for you, my Lord? I want you to know my heart is yours.
Welcome back, my friends.
I want to welcome you to an hour of the flip side tonight. Mr. Producer, let me know if our voice is coming through. I'm doing some sound adjustments at this end. Got a complaint I was overmodulating, and I've noticed my volume's readjusted, so I've just brought it back down. Sounds a lot better. Well, you need to let me know those things. Thank you. Welcome, my friends, to another hour of the Flip Side. Robbie's out tonight. As you know, we're down. The network was down yesterday due to the ice storms, and we re-aired some previous broadcast programs, which was interesting because I actually got some calls because of last week's rebroadcast. My opening tirade. Yeah, I'm pretty angry tonight. Pretty upset. My friend Fred down in Florida says he can feel the heat all the way out in Florida. I guess what becomes more interesting is coming out of the Associated Press this morning, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says that federal judges are unqualified to make rulings affecting national security policy, ramping up his criticism of how they, the federal judges, handle terrorism cases. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this issue, but he is amongst those who basically ignored the American public, ignored the appeals for the release of the two Border Patrol agents who have been sent to prison for ostensibly violating an illegal alien's civil rights. Thank you, Fred. And I wonder what their rights are. They, in fact, were hired to do a job. And now we have a government that is sending a signal out to border control patrol agents, both in the north and the southern borders, to just shut their eyes. Ignore it. Don't pick up a weapon to defend yourself if you feel you're being fired on. Oh, no, let's give immunity to the illegal aliens who may be smuggling human beings. They may be smuggling guns. They may be smuggling drugs. Or they just may be breaking the law by breaking and entering into this country. The interesting thing is about Gonzalez's speech, which was being delivered before the American Enterprise Institute, was obtained yesterday, Tuesday, by the Associated Press. And what became interesting is he is not citing any specific jurists or judges, but what he is saying is that none of these judges should be casting their legal opinions if those opinions go against the current president of the United States. Something is horribly wrong. And this man is maybe even worse than Janet Reno was. I mean, she was dangerous for the reason she was dangerous for. But my friends, this person is dangerous because he is making policy on his own. And it is a far more dangerous policy to me in the long run, because it affects, you know, what Reno did in Waco was bad enough. A lot of people died. It was a sign of things to come in this country. And so many years later, the machinations and the manipulations of a federal government and the little king makers and king takers and crown takers that have been appointed or elected to positions of power have taken it upon themselves to establish and set the direction and policy that this nation is just not going to break out of anytime too soon. Let's take a fast look at some market reports. Dow Jones, which reached record territory again yesterday, closed down off 5 points today to end the day at 12,577 points. NASDAQ was down nearly 19 points to end the session at just shy of 2480. The metals, well, the metals did interesting today. And before I give you the metals quotes today, what has become interesting is oil has fallen in excess of $20 a barrel in the last month or so.
I was sitting here 1,000 miles from home. a hole in your wisdom, a hole in your sky, two holes in your head with a bunch of folks to get by. Time to lock and load. Time to get control. Time to search for soul and start again.
Taking place, so you're going to have to bear with us. We are going to be going to the break here in just a few seconds. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how the United States is, quote, deferring their war costs. And we're also going to be talking about some other issues. Some of them are economically based. We'll also have some further political commentary throughout this program. There's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. I certainly want to invite you to go to federalobserver.com. Read the first and second articles at the top of the page. It's time to take action. It's time to just stop listening to the radio. Stay with me. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Most of America's cold to the bone. They're freezing to the bone. I don't want to hear about global warming.
But I am Al Gore, and don't you know I invented the Weather Channel?
Yeah, sure. Okay, Al. That's when you need to pull out that you can call me Al Routine. I don't think he'll be running for the presidency, and that's just as well. I'm just kind of rambling in different directions tonight. Welcome back to the Flip Side. Looks like we're going to be on phone alone tonight. Sounds like we've got, I'm not sure if that includes or excludes satellite. I'm not sure. I-5 in California closed down. Freeways closed due to ice, believe it or not. This is amazing. Now, I talked to somebody in Maryland early this morning that says their weather has been absolutely marvelous. What is going on? Oh, it's called harp. Time to get out Harpo Marx music and play. Oh, I've got some of that, too. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are facing a wide range of problems in this nation, as I think we all are aware of. The cost of supporting these problems and this massive global expansion of ours, and it's not necessarily financial, I think we all know that, but there is a cost to every bit of it. And once again, if you refer to what I share with you just before the break, a series of columns that I guide you to on federalobserver.com, the column I posted over the weekend, I worked on till 4 o'clock in the morning Saturday, entitled Inherit the Wind, Reap the Whirlwind, talks about some of those problems. In that particular instance, it deals with three specific arenas: the totalization treaty with Mexico, the illegal invasion of America, the formation of the North American Union. I actually had my spirits lifted slightly today when I read a series of columns that talked about brand new legislation that is being proposed in the House and the Senate that deals with reversing this decision of the totalization treaty with Mexico. It is also talking about attempting to block the North American Union. Now, there's only one problem with that. There's no two doubts in my mind that the North American Union is coming at us with breakneck speed. think about this for a moment. It was talked about a week and a half ago. We found out that there is a chain of pizza restaurants, Southern Arizona, I guess Southern Texas, that has been openly advertising that they will accept Mexican pesos in exchange for their pizzas. Now, that's quite interesting, don't you think? Because it was just several months ago that the United States Treasury came out and vocally spoke against the ability to use the Liberty Dollar in exchange for goods. That is counterfeit. That's not legal tender. The only form of legal tender that can be used in the United States of America, according to the United States Treasury, was this thing we call Federal Reserve notes and its associated coinage. And yet, once again, to placate the globalists, to placate our little brown brothers and sisters that are coming up over our southern borders, now it's okay for a chain of pizza restaurants to accept pesos. Where's the United States Treasury now? It seems to me that Mr. von Neuhaus has a very interesting lawsuit. Discrimination. Now, you see, many of you have come to Republic Trading Group, and you've purchased things like British sovereigns or Swiss and francs and French francs and Italian lira, and you've bought some of the modern era $5 and $10 commemorative coins. Some of you bought old Morgan silver dollars. Some of you bought these marvelous quarter-ounce 5 pesos from Uruguay. Because throughout history, those have been a form of monetary exchange. I'm not going to use the term money, although at one point in time, each of them were considered money in their respective countries. And in the case of the Swiss and the French francs and the Belgian and the Austrian francs and the Greek lira and the Italian, or I'm sorry, the Greek drachma and the Italian lira, those were gold coins that could actually be spent across borders without any worrying about what their value was. But it's okay to accept pesos, something that is not considered legal tender in this country. Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten about that. The Canadian dollar has been propped up over the last year or so. The Mexican peso has little by little been inching up in value, while the American dollar is being hammered down into the depths of hell. We're going to bring all these currencies on parity, and then this little Amero that's sitting in the bank vaults all over this country can then be reintroduced. Then we'll have the single currency, and then it will make a tinker's dam what we spend. Except that they'll, after 60 or 90 days or so, make it illegal to spend old U.S. greenbacks. Quite an interesting concept, isn't it? The destruction of America. Economically, morally, and otherwise. Oh, speaking of morals, it's been rumored today that Britney Spears may be pregnant again. Isn't that exciting? Who cares? Stick around. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Flipside, my friends, this hour is going much faster than I would have thought it would. I reference to you this column we have over the Federal Observer. I have always believed that one of the things that we as broadcasters need to do is certainly talk about the problems in the news and the situations of the day, but I've always believed that a certain amount of political activism, or at least to attempt to challenge those of you out there listening, all of that becomes quite important. I mentioned to you three arenas: the illegal invasion of America, the North American Union, and the totalization treaty with Mexico. Now, the proper name of that is Agreement on Social Security between the United States of America and the United Mexican States. You've never heard it called that, I'll bet, have you? The United Mexican States. You go to the Federal Observer, you read that first column, and then get into the second column, the one that's entitled, It's Midnight, It's Time to Get to Work. Down near the bottom, there is a link which gives you a suggested text to copy, to paste on your own letterhead, and to send specifically to your senators or your representatives in Washington, D.C. I'm going to say something to you right now that some of you may have a difficult time understanding, however. I do not any longer recommend that you send this communications by email, because emails seem to be getting quarantined and just dumped en masse. And letters that are being sent through the U.S. mail are going to a clearinghouse, and sometimes those letters are not cleared and allowed to get to their intended receiver for up to 4 weeks. Now, that seems to me to be in violation of the U.S. Post Office, but then they're not known for necessarily expedient delivery anyway. So I'm suggesting you go here, you download, you copy, you paste, and you plan on faxing faxing this information, faxing this letter of protest to the totalization treaty with Mexico. And for those of you who may be joining us for the first time tonight or have no clue what we're talking about, the totalization treaty with Mexico is the one that grants these people full Social Security benefits after only 18 months of working. Well, we know some of them are here legally and they gain legal employment. But there are others who are here illegally and they gain legal employment illegally. False papers, false Social Security, false worker permits, etc., etc. And I'm not prepared to give up everything that so many people in America have worked so hard for. Why should we be chastised and have to work 10 years when they only have to work 18 months to get the full same vested interest? Something is grossly wrong here. We'll be talking more about this on Frankly Speaking tomorrow night. But I hope you'll jump the gun. Get to it. Go for it now. Don't wait. www.federalobserver.com. The biggest problem is the majority of our internet audience is gone tonight, so most of this is not going out to them, and they're the ones that have access. For those of you who are listening on shortwave or maybe satellite, get on down to your library, and so long as they have not blocked subversive websites such as rbnlive.com or the Federal Observer or anyone else's, then you should be able to download this stuff. But a lot of those libraries are now blocking you to have access to some of these areas. Pretty scary. Let me ask you a question. Have you got your eyes open? Do you think you really have your eyes wide open? We better look around carefully because what you're seeing is one hell of a show, folks. And I'm not talking about this hour of broadcast either. Because you see, unfortunately, it's likely that we are only in the middle of it all. And it's almost surely a tragedy. And when my sister finally sings, you know, the fat lady, there's going to be a lot of people with tears in their eyes. Excuse me. I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. Every great public spectacle turns masked man into a chump, a patsy, a stooge. He gets sent off to fight and die in wars that are no real importance to him. He gets caught up in the delusions of politics, joins a lynch mob, or maybe watches television and wonders what Paris eats for breakfast, or if, in fact, Britney really is pregnant again. Or the chump or the patsy of the stooge is ruined in market crash and inflation or depression. You know, it's all very well for wealthy speculators to be ruined. They usually gamble with money they can afford to lose. But in this last go-around, the average fellow put everything he had on the table. Without realizing it, he or she, you, speculated with the family home. That's right. There's more to it than that, of course. What, my friends, we are seeing is really a massive transfer of wealth. The biggest transfer of wealth ever to take place. Not just in the history of this country, but very likely the history of mankind. What drew the average man into the mortgage market was the allure of getting something for nothing. And so for many folks out here, without lifting a finger, their house, their home values rose in price. They looked around and thought that they saw free money. You take out this extra wealth and still have as much equity in the house as you began with. And you felt that you were actually getting richer. But why couldn't you spend a little more? Well, maybe you were paying off those credit cards, which is fine if you don't whoop out that MasterCard as soon as you get the debt paid off and start cracking the bill up again. But you see, there's a catch to all of this, folks. America wasn't really getting any richer at all. That's the curious thing about a boom fueled by asset price increases. In general, they don't really make people richer, but they make people feel richer. But in reality, what they're doing is making some people richer. And you already know who they are, don't you? We've talked about them a lot over the years on the air and in the written word. They're the lucky 1% of the population who have substantial assets. The few hundred thousand who work in the financial industry. the hedge fund managers, investment bankers, substantial property owners, people who own art and antiques, even people who own stocks. But you see, most U.S. stocks are less valuable in real terms than they were 7 or 8 years ago. Just 7 or 8 years ago. But I guess they're more valuable than they were 20 years ago, aren't they? You see, for the first time in history, the rich really are getting richer at a far more rapid pace than even they can believe. Let me tell you a little bit about how it works. The world's central banks, led by the U.S. Federal Reserve, and with other financial intermediaries, create new forms of wealth. Paper dollars, securitized debt, derivatives, etc. Bond issuance, for example, has doubled in the last 6 years. Derivative creation has soared over $300 trillion. Let me tell you about derivative creations. It's like the progressive slot machines up in Vegas that every one of the major casinos participates in a single progressive deal, and the numbers keep getting bigger and bigger, and more money gets getting thrown into it because maybe you're going to win that $2 million or that $27 million or that $50 million that it's all getting cranked up to. People just keep feeding it, but it don't ever pay off. That kind of wealth never seems to reach the hands of the masses. Instead, it stays with the investing class. They bid up prices on financial assets and other forms of wealth favored by the rich, such as London houses and works of art by people with no talent. In other words, a new form of inflation has been created and loosed upon the world, one that everyone seems to love. It boosts the wealth of the wealthy, oh, so spectacularly. According to a new study by McKinsey and Company, the value of all the world's stocks, bonds, and other assets has ballooned to somewhere in the area of $140 trillion. These assets are traded across international borders, and they're growing much faster than the real economy that supports them. There you have the fundamental difference and the theme that runs through this entire farce. A company may produce $10 in profits, growing at a rate of maybe 5% a year. But the loans and the stocks and the bonds and the derivative positions based on that company's output are growing at twice that speed. But the average person works in the real economy. That's you and I. If we're lucky, we could see our wealth grow along with the growth of the real economy. The people who own financial assets are watching their wealth grow, oh, so much faster. How is all of this possible, you may ask? The real wealth of the economy depends on the real output of its real business. I mean, that's where the goods and services are produced. Trading and speculating and lending and acquiring and buying back and refinancing, these are just peripheral activities that have no direct bearing on real output. So how can it be that one segment of the society, a very small segment at that, is getting so much richer than the growth of real output? Huh. Now I get it. That's the slick, tragic, disastrous side to this entire performance. It is as if the central banks had printed up huge quantities of additional dollars. And instead of distributing these to the economy at large, it gave them to only the rich. And thus the rich gain the benefit of the inflation. And their purchasing power rises dramatically. But the rest of the population suffers because of it. Our own purchasing power, in fact, is declining, my friends. We have no more income. And yet we do have higher living expenses. We have higher health care costs and higher housing costs and energy and education. They've all gone up sharply. To make matters worse, we now have to pay off the money we borrowed thought we were sitting around getting rich. Stay tuned, dear listener. Or I suspect that this spectacle that we're living in is going to get even more interesting. More interesting. Not more beneficial. One of the other things we talked about is production, and that is part of the problem. We are not producing anything. Styrofoam cups, blue porta potties that get put out at rock concerts out in the middle of fields, strawberry fields, forever, no doubt. I read some reports today, as a matter of fact, over on the RepublicTradingGroup.com website. Robbie is typically up working on that at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's Arizona time. That's about the time I'm going to bed. He's getting up. I'm going to bed. That's the reason I'll do 2 hours with Frank Whalen tomorrow night, because that's when I'm at the top of my game. Some of the column headings today: gold forecast at $750 an ounce. Gold edge up in 2007. Silver expected to outperform even gold. Gold is expected to be a potential mania. I'm just giving you headlines. Dollar advances against the euro as U.S. producer prices increase. Oh? Is that inflation? Cost of living has now hit a 15-year high in this country. The cost of living has hit a 15-year high. Ladies and gentlemen, that is inflation. It's at the highest level at any time since December of 1995. Oh, Bennett, that's ancient history. One of the things you might want to do tomorrow, sit down with your family tonight. Have some serious discussion about how you as a family are doing economically. Now, I find that once every few years to sit down and do this is well worthwhile. Sit down and tally up your balance sheets. Sit down with your family openly and discuss where you owe money. Now take a look at where the money is coming in from. And determine what you can do to begin to pay down that debt more rapidly. If it means one or two less 12 packs or 24 packs of beer a month, I'm telling you something, it's going to pay off. You live out here in Arizona, it's just become insane. 4 packs of cigarettes in the state of Arizona now is running on the average of $25. Now, if you're fortunate enough to only smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, if you're a smoker, that means those 4 packs can last you 4 days. Well, that's great. We've got almost 8 times that, or 7.5 times that. So now all of a sudden you're talking about almost $175 a month for cigarettes in Arizona alone. Interesting way to cut back, improve the health, drop the health insurance premiums, have an extra $175 or $200 a month to be able to pay that mortgage down or get those credit cards paid off that much more quickly. And if you're smart, you've got a little bit extra, give Republic Trading Group a call at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. We'll be able to at least give you some advice on some of the things you might want to do with gold and silver. If all you can afford is a couple of $100 a month for silver, give us a call. couple hundred dollars a month for gold, you give us a call. No minimums, no maximums here. There are a few restrictions. Stick around with me. I'll be back with you with some closing comments after this commercial break.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
My friends, the final moments to the flip side for this Thursday evening. This is Wednesday evening. I'm so used to doing the programs on Tuesday and Thursday, I've kind of lost track. Robbie will be back behind the mic tomorrow night, Lord willing, with everything that's going on. Friday night, as I was scheduled to be in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this week, I will actually be out until next week, after tonight. And I'll be in the office tomorrow. I'm going to have to go out for a few hours. I've got to go see the MD to get my thyroid situation checked out, but nobody cares about that. Heck, I don't even care about it. Just more nonsense. We face far more than economic problems in this nation. Economic is a part of it, and unfortunately, money, the root of all evil, seems to be in one form or another at the heart of it. And those same 1% of the people that we're talking about who are getting ultra wealthy off the massive refinancing of real estate and the new mortgages, and they're still advertising the living daylights out of those things on television. all of these people are going to get extremely wealthy. These are the same people promoting the North American Union, the same people who are promoting the totalization treaty with Mexico. All of this is done to break down the borders to allow free flow across the borders. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I find it interesting that now you and I, if we decide to go down to Cabo for the weekend, I've never been there and don't care to, but if I decide to go to Cabo for the weekend or go to Ontario, there's no real problem with my getting out of the country. It's getting back in the country that I've got to have a passport. But if I'm an illegal, I get treated pretty regal. I can come across the border without papers. All you got to do is be prepared to break and enter, steal across the border, break into society, and demand your rights. Oh, by the way, there's another major pro-immigration rally slated for May the 1st. I don't know how I got on their mailing list. Maybe they're just trying to rub it in my face and tell me there's nothing we can do to stop them. Well, given the kind of leadership we have in this country today, my friends, I'm tending to begin to believe with them. There really isn't a thing we can do to stop this illegal invasion of America unless we can wake up our elected fools in D.C. and in the respective states that put up sanctuary cities like Chicago and Phoenix and Lord knows where else. It's frustrating. But I'll not give up, whether it's through broadcast, whether it's through a fax and a letter campaign, or a fax and a telephone call campaign. That is what we're going to be pushing through Federal Observer. I will continue to share, as long as I'm able to, any such similar concepts right here on the airwaves, even though, get this, the FCC prevents broadcasters and radio stations from promoting political activism on the airwaves. Were you aware of that? I wasn't until today. I'll see you tomorrow night on Frank Whalen's show, the first 2 hours on Frankly Speaking. The good Lord sees fit to bring us together once again on behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel and myself, Jeff Bennett. I'm out of here.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.